From the News Talk STL studios in St. Louis, it's the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. On tonight's episode, Kristen Haftarchek of the Patriot Mama Bears, Ron Amlin of the St. Louis Small Business Monthly, Battlehawks sideline assistant Tom Swoboda, and the Right Mind studio band Mitch Murphy and the Murphy Tones. Now, putting the fun in your dysfunctional world, here's your host, Todd Showalter.
Wow, Joey, I'm still just peeling myself off the wall here. I come in and I'm all ready for the show and I tell you what I think would be fun and you say, get out of my way. You push me into the wall, say, I've got this because I want to talk about some Taylor Swift stuff. What in the world could that be? And by the way, you messed up my mullet.
Speaking of TP, it's the Tortured Poets Department that has taken over America. That's the name of Taylor Swift's new album.
Whoa, wait a minute. Tortured Poet.
She's sad? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Sad.
Saddest billionaire we ever met? Taylor Swift's album is called The Tortured Poets Department. It's got 31 tracks. It's like a double album. If you buy it on vinyl, I think you get one track per disc.
Really?
So she makes $40 per song if you buy it on vinyl, and they're all in 100 different colors. I don't know what's up with this lady. What? She won't let us get a word in edgewise. Like me, with you,
now. That's why I am just going to be quiet, because you're so like hyped up about this. Now, is every one of these songs, have you heard any? Because they all sound exactly the same. It's just her whining about something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what this whole album is?
Nothing but men treating her bad.
Wow.
It's terrible. Maybe after 31 songs and complaining about men, you're the problem, Taylor.
Yeah, exactly. Even that football guy, that Travis, whoever that screams at his coach on the sideline, did she have a song about him?
Show me the money! Or whatever. I forgot what he yelled at the coach.
I think he
said something like, Viva Las Vegas!
Oh, that's what he said. Did. Maybe. Wow. I didn't even care about the game. I just wanted to see what happened with that. Jump to the chase here.
Well, if you look at the top five on the Billboard Hot iHeart Charts 100.
Okay.
All 31 of her songs are in the top five.
No.
Mathematical impossibility. I don't know how she does it. It
really
sounds like payola, if you're familiar with that radio term.
Maybe they have one of those voting machines like Biden had. You know, made that, you know, just overnight she got all these, you know, mysterious, you know, votes that put her to the top five. You think that could have been it?
Well, OAN News got sued for billions for
billions.
Going on this rant. So I think we don't have billions. I don't know if I should talk about voting machines.
Hmm.
So I don't know if anyone's heard the big news.
No.
But the Right Mind Show has also released an album. And you know what? We are not wasting anyone's time. It's not 31 tracks. It's one track.
It's because we got it right the first time.
We got it right the first time. And it's 40 seconds long.
Oh, let's listen.
You ready?
Yeah,
here
it
goes.
Okay. Hey, it's Todd Showalter with my buddy Joey V on the Right Mind Show. And it's almost Mother's Day. So we're going to call my mom and see what she thinks of the show.
Honey, are you in jail again?
Mom, it's me and Joey. What's your favorite part of the show?
Oh, are you still doing that Right Mind show? I think it's on the same time as my story.
It's on at 5 o'clock on Saturdays. It's after Matlock, Mom, so you can...
That's nice, sweetie. When are you going to come visit me?
All right, Mom, for Mother's Day, I promise I'll come over and visit you sometime. In the meantime, why don't you visit us on Saturday nights at 5 o'clock for the Right Mind show? Please?
Oh, so wholesome.
And the thing is, I smell Grammys. You know, is it the Grammy? Not like
that was your mother, not your grandmother.
Oh, right. I don't smell Grammy. I mean, isn't like Grammy. What, smelling grandma? Is it Joe Biden smell elderly people too? Does he go, because he smells the children. Have I digressed?
Smells like cookies and mothballs, man.
I
touched my hairy leg.
Anyway, smell Grammys like in the award is what I meant. You know, Is that Grammy worthy? Can we get a Grammy for that?
Of course. And you know who did the voice of that mother in that commercial?
I think it was Jeff Allen.
No, it was my one true love, my girlfriend.
Oh, that was your girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh.
I had this idea for this commercial.
Yeah.
You remember when I made you read a script and we ad-libbed for 10 minutes and I cut it down to 40 seconds?
That's what you do.
I said, let's go crazy. Let's see if we can find something in the process of you calling up your mom.
Yeah.
And you said, we can't call my actual mom because she's very depressed and doesn't like me that much. And I said, that's actually the point of the commercial. She's like, no, she's also has dementia and she doesn't even know who I am. So, all right, we'll fake the old lady part. And you really wanted to do the voice.
Well, you know, because deep down, I identify as an old lady.
Mm-hmm. And the 10-minute ad-lib version, you were playing both parts. It was like Jim Carrey or something over here. You were doing all the parts.
It was like a schizophrenia, actually.
Mike Myers, man.
Yeah.
What was one of the great lines you had? You're like, I pooped my pants. I think you said,
I soiled myself again.
Oh, mother, come on. What do you? Oh, help me up.
So good. But
We couldn't get that on the radio. We were banned before it even got off the runway. So I ran up to my girl. She was already in bed. It was 10:30, and she was asleep. Her eyes were closed. And I jumped on the bed with the handheld recorder, and I said, I need you to read this script.
Yeah.
And she said, who is it? And I said, perfect. That's the exact voice we need. And she was great. She said, oh, Todd, honey. You remember. We just listened to it.
I wasn't actually there, though. I mean, that would have been fun if all of a sudden I popped into the room and said, hey, I'll do it with you.
One more take, please. You almost had it. And then you walk back out. Yeah, that would have been funny. I'm sorry you weren't there. You just had to trust me like you always do.
Well, I always do trust you. But next time we could do that, you know, that would be rather funny. Well, she did a wonderful job. Now, do we owe her like royalties for this, or how does that work?
The only royalty she wanted was for us to put it prominently in one episode so she can not listen to it later, because she is not a fan of the show. So there you go, honey. Well, I love you.
I know almost everybody that I'm close to is not a fan of the show. So that's great.
We should get them together and start a group on Facebook.
It would be a club. I don't listen to The Right Mind Show with Todd and Joey.
Tortured Poets Department of The Right Mind Show.
Tortured Poet. Now, what kind of name is that? What is that supposed to mean?
I think Taylor Swift, she's almost 40 or something. She's secretly de-aging by drinking young infant blood or something. But all of her fans are 12-year-olds who have online blogs and do TikTok dances. So she's trying to appeal to them. And I guess these, you know, friendship bracelet trading weirdos are really into the maudlin type. Wow, I think that's one of the words that I learned from my calendar. Maudlin, the word of the day.
That's like a Wordle type thing. Well, you know, my wife, who I can't bring up, she went to see the movie. Okay, apparently
that was an error.
I get it, because it was called the Error Movie.
The Eras Tour.
Why would you name like your concert tour or a film the Error Tour? That seems just rather,
you know, DVDs, when they became crisper and clearer, they named them Blurries.
Blurries.
Or Blu-rays, I guess. But if you type it out, they're called Blurries. I don't understand why they did that.
Well, they could have watched the Error Tour on a Blu-ray, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But my wife, who I'm not bringing up, even though I did, she brought her good friend to go watch this. And so I think there were a bunch of, you know, old people like my wife and her friend. She robbed the cradle with me. I don't know if you know that. But anyway, they went to go see this at a theater. And she said, it was wonderful. Everyone got up and was dancing in the aisle.
And it was 3.5 hours long, and Mama fell asleep while we were watching.
Oh, I tell you. I said, I would have not even have wanted – you could not have paid me to go see that movie, but I would have paid to see her and her friends all dancing in the aisles at the movie theater. Is popcorn at the movie theater still like, you know, $900?
Not if you get it off the floor. Most of it falls in between the cracks of these comfy little recliners, too.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point. I didn't think about that. I've never looked. You know, they have these waiters and waitresses that'll wait on you like in the movies now. That's something new.
They're always ducking real low while they walk past you. I just stick my recliner out a little bit further and trip them right then and there, and then boom!
Yeah. Have you tried it? I mean, have you actually ordered food from one of these people?
I sneak in my own food.
I do too. I bring in a cooler.
Ooh.
I bring a whole cooler, and they have bottles and everything. And so I set up my little like TV tray, and I put it out with a napkin, and I set up my cups and my silverware and everything. I have it all set up. I may actually bring one of those canopies.
If you go to a Sturgis motorcycle rally, you'll see people with coolers that are actually little scooters.
Yeah.
So I imagine you just zipping in through the front door, past the usher, and then you just go into the little handicap seat section where there's just a big empty area for a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
You park your little cooler scooter there, open it up, and not even pay for a ticket to watch the movie and have a beautiful meal.
I'm so proud that you came in here excited to share your Taylor Swift news with us and play our new album that won't make us billionaires. But gosh, at least we didn't break up with anybody in ours.
40 seconds of gold, baby.
And it's not called Stupid Poet or something like
that. No, it's called Happy Mother's Day.
That's
the big thing we want to remind
people.
Happy
Mother's Day.
Get something for your mother. Call us up live if you want a copy of this album. We will send it to you in the mail.
For Mother's
Day. We will print off this MP3 and we'll just put it on the back of a stamp. It's going to be so tiny, this little SD card. We'll send it to you, and then, you know, you can listen to it on your own leisure.
Speaking of
going on a jog and run with us in your ears.
Yeah, sticky stuff. Don't let me forget this, because you're the guy, I'm not supposed to say, that's going around sticking all the stickers on the inside of trash cans. What's that all about?
You call me an advertising genius.
You are. You are the David Ogilvy of our time, who nobody knows who that is, but finish your story.
I'm a law-abiding citizen. You can tell.
Either way, I don't look all shady and Swifty.
Of course.
I look like a regular human, but I do want to promote this show.
And you do.
And there's stickers. We have tons of stickers for the Right Mind Show that we're trying to get rid of. And I thought, where can I place these without getting arrested? And since they're trash already, I thought, stick them on the inside of trash cans.
That's genius.
That's what they call bottom-of-the-barrel advertising. Oh, literally, you just put it at the bottom of the trash can. Trash man dumps it out. He sees it, and he says, oh, that looks like a show I'd probably like to listen to.
And that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. You know, something I've really thought about getting into, besides the trash cans, is urinal puck advertising. Any place no one wants to put their hands, they just have to look at the logo. It's perfect.
So you basically, when you're standing there at the wall doing your thing, and you look down and you say, oh, I can do number one on the Right Mind Show.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Now, you don't have anything for number two, do you?
I hadn't thought about that.
I think it's
do I have to stick my hand down in there?
Oh,
put it on the end of the plunger and then shove it down in there.
Have you ever thought of that in those Johnny on the spot things? If you were to drop your phone or your car keys into that, would you actually go in and get it?
I would. I'd get the little fishing scooper out of my aquarium, and I'd get it right out.
I would get my full scuba gear, and I would just jump in there and get those car keys. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I'd say it's gone. I'm not going to touch it, and that'd be it.
Well, let us know if you think this is illegal, or at least on the cusp of illegal, putting your stamp on the inside of a trash can. It's already trash. I feel like there's no way I can get arrested for this unless I'm telling about it on the radio, and it is illegal.
I think the best thing you could do with those stickers is put it over Taylor Swift's mouth so we didn't have to hear any more tracks.
Mm-hmm. Put it on right onto one of those vinyl records, so when the needle gets to it, it just stops.
Like that.
Has to rip through the sticker.
Hey. Well, we have a big show, a lot of stuff in the Right Mind Show. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, Kristen Haftarchek shares some theories about why the Wentzville superintendent got $1 million after stepping down. Welcome back to the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on Newstalk STL, and now a man who is so physically fit, even his sentences are run on, Todd Showalter.
Hey, we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V. And on the line now is Kristen Haftarchek with the Patriot Mama Bears. She's been a guest before, and I always enjoy having her back. But I want to, before we get into our normal discussion, you were going to be on the show last week, and
yeah,
you got in touch with me, and you said, hey, I've got a kidney stone, and I don't think I can make it. Okay, now, typically, I would say that's not a good excuse. You got to come in, but you're a good friend. I said, here's all I've been thinking about since you told me about that. Now, you're obviously a mother because you're a Patriot Mama Bears, and you had a kidney stone. I've always heard that having a kidney stone is more painful than childbirth. Can you set the record straight?
Well, I'm not the best test case for that one because my childbirth was a little different. I had a C-section and I never really had labor.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Can't really attest to that, but it is extremely painful.
Yeah.
So I would believe that.
Yeah, it's been like one of my biggest fears, you know, getting like a kidney stone. You know, some people say, oh, well, I'm afraid of heights, you know, snakes. No, not me. I'm afraid of kidney stones. And you actually had one. So that just sounded terrifying. So that's why you got to, you know, you got a pass home that day. So, but I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for that pass.
Are you feeling all better now, though? You all good?
Yes, all better.
All right. Well, we'll get to the topic at hand. Now, how are things with the Patriot Mama Bears and what do you got going on?
Well, it's been crazy the last couple months. Actually, it's been like we're playing whack-a-mole between our local government, our state government. We're primarily focusing on the St. Charles County Parents Association, SCCPA. That's really where I'm focusing my efforts right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been crazy. We've had, I don't even know where to start, honestly. We've had horrible legislation coming through that we've been trying to fight, and it's coming through at a rapid pace. We've been dealing with our out-of-control school district, and I know everybody's seen the headlines for the Wentzville superintendent. She's gone now, but that was a whole debacle. So we've kind of been all over the place.
Well, they said that she got like $1 million buyout or something like that. That's I didn't realize. Heck, I'll run for superintendent and get kicked out for $1 million.
If someone were to possibly go through our Facebook page and go through our videos, there's line items of legal invoices that people should really start digging into. That's kind of the key here. There were investigations that were taking place that were being paid for by our tax dollars, and that was what was being used to build a hypothetical lawsuit that didn't end up happening because she was paid out.
Okay, I see. So what it was, so she was actually, was she suing the district?
She, I think, intended to sue the district.
I see.
I think that was kind of the plan all along, or okay, at least for the last 10 months or so. Once our new board got on, that's when things really kind of went south.
Okay. This isn't an isolated incident. I mean, as far as districts and things like, I mean, we are dealing now with so much dysfunction, in government in general. But that trickles down to the school boards,
yes,
and everything. And there are groups and people like you that are out there. The kids are the bottom line when it comes to school districts. You're out there. You're thinking best for the children. It just seems there's a lot of stuff going on that really isn't in the children's best interest. People like you bringing that to light are met with opposition, and that's a shame. Where do things stand?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of insanity. And to go back to your point about the craziness that's going on in the school districts, I don't think that people understand the level of corruption that goes on within our school districts.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been lucky because we had three whistleblower school board members that submitted affidavits to our attorney general to, ring the alarm that we were trying to pass policy behind closed doors and it was a sunshine violation. So that opened the door for the AG to come in. Now, I don't know how far he's going to dig in or where this case will lie now that our superintendent is gone, but I believe that if the attorney general actually started digging through our financials or said, hey, we need to bring the auditor in, I think some people would actually end up going to jail.
Really?
It's that corrupt. Like we had, before our school board got on, before they were sworn in, this was April of last year, there was a vote 10 minutes before they were sworn in that set up this agreement for basically a slush fund for our tax dollars. So there was a huge community that was being built, a development in Darting Prairie that was a tax abatement that was going to take away tax dollars from our district. And we were going to sue them, but somehow the superintendent worked out a deal to where we're not suing them anymore. We're going to funnel 2% of what we would have been owed for our tax dollars to a slush fund that the school district now gets to set up and nobody has any kind of control over. So that's just one example. You can't do that. You can't launder taxpayer dollars through a 501c3.
Right.
Not legal.
When you say, as far as the slush fund, was this a development in Darting Prairie? Was this what kind of development was this?
It was apartments. So they were putting in apartments, but it was a tax abatement. So I think it was something along the lines of like $600 million that we were going to miss out on tax dollars over a span of time. And then they set it up to where I think they were donating $50,000 a year to this foundation so it would have been money that goes directly to our district, but instead of it going directly to our district, now it's going into this foundation. And it was supposed to be the Winslow Foundation, but Winslow Foundation was like, no, we don't want any part of this. This is super corrupt. They went ahead and wrote her in anyways, and they were going to sue. So as it stands right now, there's a foundation that's being formed, but we don't know who's forming it. We don't have any control over it. We don't know what they're for. We just know that tax dollars are going to go into it and somebody's going to have a say over it, not us.
Well, as far as the accountability goes on something like that, I mean, who's overseeing that? I mean, you say the Sunshine Laws that you would have, you know, public access to, but who is actually, who is this benefiting to be putting together these slush funds that are going to pay for apartment developments outside of the school district?
That's a very good question. That's something that we need to dig into. This is honestly something that our attorney general needs to dig into.
Yeah, obviously. Okay. Well, I mean, and again, there's so many things going on that just don't add up. I mean, what do you think the solution is? I mean, aside from just having, you know, open books, I mean, just saying, I mean, because again, you said something like this happened right before you said the election or before they actually went into session?
It was right before the board was sworn in. I don't really know how to alleviate it, honestly. Maybe legislation to require more transparency, but I mean, what we're finding is even when there are statutes or there are laws or there is policy, nobody's following it and nobody's holding them accountable for not following it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what do we go, where do we go from here?
So what's your end result? I mean, hoping that you said the attorney general has this now. I mean, do you think lawsuits are going to follow?
I'm not sure where, especially with our Sunshine case, I don't know where it even would stand at this point because she's no longer with us. So I don't know why he would continue to sue. She's gone. Yeah. So I don't know. It probably will all be swept under the rug and nobody will ever know.
Yeah, right.
That's what it's looking like.
Well, and a clean $1 million. I mean, that just sounded like, wow. I mean, where'd you come up with that number? I mean, was that just like a board decision? I mean, that just seems like, wow, okay, you're a millionaire now. I mean, what was that just like a board decision? Like, this sounds like a fair number?
That I don't know exactly how they came to that agreement. And even when we sunshined it, it was in two different payments and then an additional amount of money for vacation time or something. So none of the numbers really, the math hasn't mathed since it came out. So we don't know.
Yeah, no, it's really a shame that things, these are the types of things that, you know, not only make you scratch your head, but make you angry because, again, the kids are the bottom line here. Kristen, it's always a wealth of information when I speak with you, and, you know, I can't wait to have you back and do it again soon. I mean, it sounds like, again, you're fighting quite the battle. Any last words or comments before go ahead. Yeah.
I have a shameless plug. I am running for Republican Central Committee in Boone Township. My running mate is Greg Modlish. So if you are in Winsville, Forestdale, New Mellie, Defiance, Augusta area, make sure to vote for Kristen Haftarchuk and Greg Modlish.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it anyway and just say I'm a Democrat and just vote wherever I want, right?
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Well, it's been a pleasure. I always enjoy having you on. And go out there and vote for you, Kristen. And stay away from those kidney stones, okay?
I will try.
All right. Thank you again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, her name is hard to pronounce, but how do you say it again? Joey, help me out here.
Haftarchuk.
I'm flummoxed with my tongue tied here, but she has a lot of stuff. And, you know, it's really a shame when you think about a lot of this stuff. And basically, I just think parents are out there, they want the best for their kids, and you get some greedy people on the inside. And that seems like to be the case and not just education. You know, what do you think?
We have so many of these homeschool families and education choice people come on the show. And they all seem mad at DESE. And I have to remind myself that stands for Department of Education and Secondary something or another, and they're not actually mad at Ricky Ricardo.
That's what I thought. Now, I was
Babalu. What did he do to you?
Club Babalu. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was Lucy and Ricky. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that one for you. I'm going to stick to Sean Connery. Yeah, no, that's what I thought.
Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. DESE.
I thought it was a DESE Lou production.
Lucy, I can do it.
Yeah, you do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's even better.
We must sleep in separate beds, Lucy. The times haven't changed yet. How did we have this baby?
Where did that happen? Yeah, okay. Well, when we come back. I tell you, this is your show today, buddy. You're doing great, too. I'm going to sit back and just maybe take a nap. No, in the meantime, we'll be back. I'm Todd Showalter along with my buddy Joey V. We've got Ron Amlin joining us next. He's going to tell us about the Small Business Expo coming up here on The Right Mind Show. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, Ron Amlin, publisher of the St. Louis Small Business Monthly, shares whether he thinks AI will help or hurt businesses. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man who can't say the words business entity without laughing, Todd Showalter.
Hey, we're back. I'm Todd Showalter. I love my buddy Joey V. Mitch in the background. And on the line now is a good friend of mine that I've known, I think, since I was born, Ron Amlin, a Small Business Monthly, and they've got the big expo coming up. Ron, how have you been?
I've been great, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm talking to you, so things are going better. Did you like that? I wrote that here on my notes to say to you. That was pretty nice.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, well,
you know, prepared.
Yeah,
I
like that every once in a while. Well, so before we get into the expo, which is always great, how are things looking on the small business front in St. Louis?
It's looking good. I mean, you know, that last year we had more individuals start businesses than we've ever had in this country. So it's you know, sooner or later, everybody wants to toss their hat in the ring and start a business, which is great because, as you know, as a business owner, it's one of the most fulfilling things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's also one of the most difficult things you can do.
Right.
So it's tough to make it work, but it's very rewarding, and it's something I think a lot of people want to give a shot at, you know, before they call their careers a day.
Yeah, and like you said, I don't think people realize, and I've explained this to people as well, I don't think they realize just how much hard work goes into it. I mean, I've had people say, well, you work for yourself. You know, you've got it easy. Well, I got to tell you know, working for yourself doesn't involve just, you know, 9 to 5 at the office, coming home and then playing with your kids and doing whatever you want. A lot of times, I mean, it's almost a 24-hour job. I mean, it's definitely not 40 hours a week. Do you, when you talk to other people that are getting interested in, you know, starting their own business, do you think the majority of them are aware of that?
I don't think so, especially when you're talking about a micro business. And we're talking about a business that has, you know, maybe 1 to 10 employees. The business owner has to wear a lot of hats, and a lot of the pressure and stress goes right onto that business owner. And it's one of the most difficult stages in business. I mean, we've had people from, you know, executives from Anheuser-Busch who've come to us and said, hey, we're going to start a small business. I always wanted to be a small business owner. And they get out there and they see how difficult it really is. And there are challenges when you're an executive at AB, and there are challenges when you're a small business owner. And oftentimes they're totally different. But it often takes a different types of individuals to succeed as a small business owner than would succeed as an executive of a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah. One of the things that's coming up, and I've heard it from several people, they all, you know, all be, you know, bent out of shape, is this AI stuff that everybody's, you know, again, we're going to lose our jobs to AI, this and this. I mean, I think there are certain things AI related that obviously can make jobs easier. But I mean, do you think that's going to affect any certain, you know, areas of small business, or do you think it's going to help areas of small business?
At this time, in the next few years, I think it's actually going to help small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I say that, because, you know, small business owners and small businesses have to do so much with a small staff. And AI can help them do a lot of things faster and more efficiently. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give you two examples. Just creating ads for your social media. I mean, you can go into AI programs now, just put in a few things and a few key points you want to make, and the AI program will not only design the ad for it, it'll tell you when to run it and how to run it on different social media platforms. So, I mean, those are things that business owners would have done before on their own, but it would have taken them a full day to do, or took hours to do, or they would have had to get to an employee. And so these are things that can really help them in the future, because they're wearing a lot of hats trying to do a lot of things with not a lot of people. Now, in the future, how will AI turn out? I mean, no one really knows the answer to that. And then there are different AI programs that are popping up, you know, every day that help you with your numbers and that help you with your financials. And they can give you, if you're hiring somebody, it can give you 10 of the best hiring questions for your industry. I mean, these are all things that you could have looked up on the web, but it's just saving you a lot of time. And so I think if you're a business owner and you haven't at least go into, haven't at least gone into like ChatGPT and given it a shot and looked around a little, I think it's something you probably need to do because I think it will help you.
Well, getting to the expo now. Now, that's always, it's twice a year. You have one in the fall. You have one in the spring. For those who haven't attended it, the SBM Expo, it's in St. Charles again, correct?
It is. Charles Convention Center, May 7th.
Okay. And it's always great. I encourage everybody to go check it out because there are a variety of business owners and people that are interested in starting a business or just, possibly even purchasing from these people. But go ahead and tell me about it. What can we expect this year?
Well, and that's really why we started it, because we wanted to have one place where every aspiring business owner, every key employee, and every business owner could really go and not only learn how to build a business, a better business, but meet with other business owners. And so we created this event, and it's just grown over the years. We started really small in a small hotel lobby, and then we've grown to the convention center. And people will walk in, and we'll have seminars all day on how to build a better business, how to market your business better. We'll have how to use AI for your business. That's one of the seminars we've got. Mm-hmm. We've got a big speed networking event from noon to 3. We've got a happy hour from 3 to 5. It's just a great way to if you're involved in business in any way, to get out, meet some other folks who are also involved in business and learn how to grow your business.
Yeah, and you didn't mention it's absolutely free. I mean, to come out to the expo. And again, I remember when it first started, I mean, heck, we're going back, a decade or but not longer. I mean, it really has grown into quite the event. And it's amazing the people, you'll meet people that you personally have known in business or you meet new people. It's a great way of making connections and networking, not just with your peers, but, potential customers. So how many days is it? Is one day, correct? Or what is the date?
One day. It's May 7th. And actually, the kickoff seminar is at 10 a.m. and it goes till 5 p.m. The 10 a.m. seminar is an hour long, and it's 50 of the best sales and marketing ideas for 2024. So we went out there and we spoke with some of the top leading companies in St. Louis, asked them what they're doing to get the best clients in the door, and they told us, and we're going to share those 50 ideas with the folks that come into the kickoff seminar.
Yeah, it's really remarkable, and I really enjoy it every year, sometimes twice a year. And, I encourage everybody, especially if you're in business or thinking about going into business, you owe it to yourself to go check it out. And again, it's absolutely free. Now, on the newspaper side, how's that going? Because you're the publisher of Small Business Monthly. Anything coming up with that or anything we can look forward to?
Yeah, sure. We just finished our two biggest issues of the year, our women's issue in March. We had profiled some of the top women business owners in St. Louis, and those, the number of women business owners is definitely growing. And we had our top 100 issue in April, where we had the top 100 influencers in St. Louis. And so we keep plugging along. We've got a very loyal readership we've built over the years, and they're all business owners who are looking for ways to continue to grow their business and looking for those little edges that they can use to build their businesses.
If people are interested and they don't get the publication, I mean, how can they subscribe? What's the best way?
They can visit our website, sbmon.com.
Okay, sbmon.com. And sign, because that's, again, it's a great publication. You got a great expo. And, hey, Ron, you're a great guy. There you go.
Well, don't tell my wife
that. Yeah, well, it's our secrets here. Okay. Well, hey, buddy, I appreciate you joining me, as always. What if I were to leave you one thing, one little nugget of advice you can give any future business owner, what would it be?
I would say perseverance is the key, but give it a shot. I mean, if you have an idea for a business, start it out small, start on the side, but definitely give it a shot. There are so many people who go their whole lives wishing they had started a business or had an idea for a business. And I don't want you to be 90 years old on your deathbed regretting that decision. And so there's more opportunities, especially with the internet now. There's more opportunities now for people to come out and try to build their own company than there's ever been. And so I would encourage everybody, if you have an idea for a business, give it a shot.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and it's definitely rewarding. Well, I look forward to the next time, my friend, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Well, that's my buddy Ron Amlin. He's a publisher of the Small Business Monthly, this expo. Have you ever gone to the expo or the one that they actually put on? Because I got to tell you, I know you like your premiums and stuff like mm-hmm. that. All these different businesses there, they're giving away stuff. So I do my Christmas shopping at his expos because you can get stress balls, you can get T-shirts, you can get – they're all, depending on who the vendor is, a lot of these places give away really cool stuff that I re-gift, and they're perfect for the holidays.
We actually offered Ron to pose for the calendar because we thought it was about men who are genetically cursed, but apparently small business isn't what we thought it was.
No, it's not, and he debunked that whole thought that we had, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
In the studio here once again is the man, the myth, the legend, the Battle Hawks coach, who's not a coach. He's the
sideline assistant.
Okay. See, I get it, Tom Swoboda.
Yeah.
Coach Tom, as we call him, because I want to just call you Coach Tom, even though, I mean, because to me, you're a coach. Because you coach. That's what you do.
I coach. That's
so
what
I think once you're, it's like the Marine thing. You know, if once you're not, you know, used to be a Marine, once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. So you're a coach. Once you're a coach, you're always a coach. Now, I've just really rambled off into left field, even though we're talking football.
Tell us
what is going on with the Battle Hawks. They're really off to a great start.
My job is really kind of a hybrid. I'm a go-between the video department, the coaches, the players.
Right.
And it's really interesting. I mean, they've got 9 iPads down on the sidelines.
Right.
And, you know, when the offense comes off, I've got to have those 9 ready to go.
Right.
You know, I've got one in the O-line, one of the running backs. A.J. McCarron gets his own. You know, in the backup QBs, they get a couple. As soon as they're done, you know, defense comes off the field. I got to have their stuff ready. So, you know, I mean, is it coaching? Is it video? It's a little bit of everything. So,
you're an assistant to the team to make sure that they're seeing everything going on.
Yeah.
And that's very important. And I don't care. You are a coach. Okay. That's what you are. You're a coach.
Last episode, we counted down your top 10 movies, and it sounds like you're watching all 9 at one time. And I love that about you. Just watching movies while they're out playing their game.
Is that what he's doing, Joe?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. So you're actually watching movies.
He hands them Rudy and said, do like this one.
I can get Netflix on the iPads.
Ooh, even better.
In case the game gets boring.
Now, do you go out into the parking lot and, like, sell these iPads afterwards? Because you can probably make a couple of bucks for that.
Maybe
you
could. They belong to the league, and, you know, as soon as the game's over, I lock them up, and we go home.
Gotcha. Well, now the Battle Hawks are off to a good start. I mean, they won last week.
Blowing out the records for the amount of people in the dome.
Yes.
Compared to the other teams. Mm-hmm. It was like 41,000 for the first game.
It was like a Rams game, and we're not a football town, so we can't have a football team. Obviously, that's not the case because that place was rocking.
I'll tell you what, it's. I'll give you an example. My boss, who's in charge of the video for the team, hands me a headset before the game, second game. And I said, "Look, this isn't going to work. I can't hear you on this."
Yeah,
it's crazy down there. And you know, like Joey said, we had 41,000 the first game. We had roughly 32,000 last week,
right,
against Memphis. And I won't say it's the greatest show on turf days.
Yeah.
But it's pretty darn close.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It's loud. It's people that love football coming out and watching it and getting crazy. And they're seeing some good football right now. I mean, we're 3-1.
Right.
We beat San Antonio 2 weeks ago.
Right, yeah.
Which was basically at that time for first place. And if not for a miracle kick in Detroit the first week, we're 4-0.
That's right.
Yep. So it's looking really, really good. Now, this week's going to be tough. I mean, Washington they're 2-2. If you look at the standings, you go, well, they're 2-2.
Right.
They've lost a couple of heartbreakers. They're a good football team. I know what they've got. I got a chance last year at the XFL championship to sit in with their defense for the championship game. And they are a very well coached football team.
Okay. You know, okay.
They've had a couple bad breaks, but they're going to be a tough game.
So you've got, so we have 8 teams. What game is this? The fourth, fifth?
Midseason. This is
mid-season.
Number 5. Right.
Okay. So my wife was a math teacher.
So one of the team is 2-2. What game is this? It's the fifth game.
See what I, you know, I tell you, I wanted to make sure that you're keeping up with me because, you know, like I said, my wife is a math teacher, mm-hmm. so I know I do.
If you have one Tootsie Roll on your pillow,
yeah,
and the cat isn't to be seen.
Add the cat. Yeah.
How many cats pooped on your pillow?
This is a nice little football nugget for you, Tom.
I love it.
Do you, I mean, here's what happened. I thought it was funny. My wife, who I can't ever, I'm not allowed to bring up on this show. She didn't find it as funny. But here at the station, they always say, it was almost like Planet Fitness. They have these. Today they don't have any. This giant bowl of Tootsie Rolls. Have you seen those?
I've seen those every time I come in.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Here's what I do. I'm not a big Tootsie Roll aficionado. So I take them home. I unwrapped a few. I put them on my wife's pillow, and I just waited for the fun to ensue. You would have thought Ed the cat was like this. I mean, he took so much verbal abuse for this. He took the blame. I hear, you're not going to believe what happened. And I'm not even going to repeat the foul language that she used.
Oh, goodness.
And blamed it all, these Tootsie Rolls on her pillow. Now, in some of the finer hotels, like at the Four Seasons, mm-hmm. they pull down your sheet, they put a mint on your pillow. I just happened to put on some Tootsie Rolls on her pillow that looked like cat poop, and she got all upset.
Go figure.
Already unwrapped, so it'd be easier for her to eat.
Exactly, exactly. And that poor cat who's 14 years old, this is a great football segment. I thought that his ninth life had come to fruition.
And then your wife hiked him across the room.
Snapped him, long snapped, and he didn't learn from that. Now, speaking of that.
Did she get a spiral?
Well, it was, no, but the poor kid, she snapped Ed between her legs, and it was like one of those wobbly things, and it was like off the post.
Laces out. Come on.
Laces out.
Yeah, laces. Yeah. No, not poor Ed. And he hit the side of the refrigerator, and I had to do that, you know, that no good thing that the referees do.
Right.
Great football segment we've got here going. Tom, back to you.
Yeah.
Now, you are, okay, as far as the long snapping and things like that, you're doing clinics. Because for those that didn't hear you on the first show, because they were probably at the game, because you told everybody last time, hey, we're playing like in 5 minutes. Don't listen to this show. Get down to the dome and watch the game. Yeah. But that's what you do. You're promoting the team.
Yeah.
But if anybody that did do that, took you up on your advice, missed it, they didn't realize that you are a long snapper specialist and you teach and you have a clinic.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it again.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago I was in Chicago for camp. We had about 75 long snappers from, you know, high school through college that came out. It's with Rubio Long Snapping.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Rubio, he was a long snapper at UCLA.
Yeah.
Started this training company years ago. I want to say 2006. He'll correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
You know, it's fabulous. He has camps all over the country. I got to go to Chicago and work that camp.
Okay.
I mean, there are guys all throughout college that I've worked with and a couple in the pros. And, you know, a guy up in Detroit is one of the guys who came through Rubio Long Snapping. Rubio's got guys from Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins. The long snapper for Arlington a couple weeks ago, I got to talk to him. He was a kid that came to our camps when I was doing with him. So, you know, it's a neat gig. In fact, you know, I do trainings here in St. Louis a couple times a week. And,
you know, much like when you're in junior high and they give you a little baby to walk around with that you have to keep alive. It's a little robot baby.
It wasn't
Tom
alive.
Walks around with a football in his hand at all times.
He does.
He came into the studio.
He's got a football.
I imagine, how does this man drive like this? Football in the right hand at all times. It's worth it to get comfortable with those laces, though.
That is why I got an automatic car. I couldn't do it with the stick shift anymore.
Self-drive.
Really? Now, do you always carry this football with you? Is it like a security thing, or do you have some psychological problems?
No, you know what? I always carry a bag of footballs in the back of the trunk.
Really?
Because I do trainings several times a week.
It's a good thing you're not a bowler. That'd be heavy.
Yeah, it'd be real heavy. And the last thing you want to do is show up at a training without footballs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because then they'd say, what kind of coach are you? And then the next thing, you're out there playing with rocks and stuff. That's what I used to have to play with. I mean, here's a rock and a stick. Yeah, go have a good time.
You know, I've got to elaborate on something Joey said. Joey said in junior high, they gave you the little babies. Mm-hmm. And had
or a sack of flour, whatever. How poor, if you went to public school, you got a sack of flour.
Well, at some public schools, they have the babies with the computer chips and so forth. True story. What was it? 90, probably 98. I'm coaching at Lafayette High School.
Okay.
And I'm the head freshman coach at this time.
Yeah.
Kid comes out for warm-ups with one of those babies.
What?
I had no idea what it was. I really, it's before I even knew what the stuff was.
Did he spike it?
Well, no, he brings the baby out and he goes, Coach, I can't warm up. I can't do it. Where am I going to put my baby? I go,
what?
Put the dolly away and let's go. Let's get ready for warm. But coach, you don't understand. This baby's real. I go, baby's not real. Put the baby in the ball bag and everything will be fine.
Put the baby in the ball bag.
And he said, but coach, I said, put it in the ball bag. It'll be fine. I didn't realize it. It bombed. He got an F on the project.
You
know? Oh. You know, so
you're basically saying you're teaching our Americans.
I had no idea.
So you're saying that. That young kids that may, you know, have children early should put their children in a bag?
Well, no, that's not exactly what I'm saying. I didn't know
he
this
said
baby.
That, didn't. Can we use that for the promo?
Of course.
Coach Tom says, stick your children in a bag.
That's a true story. I had no idea that these babies were wired like this.
They have
and that was part
shock
of
meters
class.
In them. If you shake them too much.
Yeah, yeah. It's
sloshes their brain
real
around.
Life type stuff.
Get out of here.
And, you know, I thought the kid was just, you know, playing with dolls. Put the doll in the bag. And we're, come on. Let's
now,
go.
Did he turn out to be like a good football player? Why did he? What was the reason that this kid had a doll with him?
He was in that class.
Kicked off the team because of poor grades,
I guess.
It didn't turn out well for him.
Okay, so. Before we finish this wonderful segment that has been 100% football, I always have, you know, as a coach, okay, because I coached also, but I always had my, you know, rah-rah, you know, chant that I did. What is your rah-rah chant? Now, and I think I've already told you mine, but for those, again, they went to the game and they missed our last show.
Yeah.
What is your rah-rah chant?
You know what? A lot of times those things just happen. It's just whatever I'm feeling at the time, whatever the moment brings out. But
put the baby in a bag.
Put the baby in a bag.
I like that.
I can't.
On three.
Yeah, I felt horrible.
Stuff the baby
that.
In the bag.
The teacher called me and said, why did you do that? I said, I had no idea.
You said, that's what I do, lady.
So,
what is this?
But
I'm a man. I'm a real man.
Maybe you could put the baby in the freezer and then
baby
it'll just
in the
like putting on pause.
Don't put baby in the corner.
My one line.
One line.
And I,
here it
you
comes.
Know, I always say it when I'm going through the locker room when we're heading up to practice. You know, I always ask, what day is it?
What day is it?
And the first couple of times I do that, kids go, it's Tuesday. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
No, it's a great day for football.
Oh, I like that.
It's a great
That's
day.
Like a Hallmark card.
Yeah. So I walk through second, third week of the season, I walk through the locker room and say, what day is it?
Yeah.
It's a great day for football.
That's a great Todd, day. Todd, you didn't do it. It was supposed to be all of us.
What day is it?
Great day to stuff a baby in the bag. Oh something like that. Now, I would always say, it's not whether you win or lose. It's who scores the most points.
Exactly.
And then they'd say, what? And I'd say, hey, you look like you need a baby to stick in a bag.
Oh,
and that's what we'll do. I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go, my wife, who I'm not allowed to bring up, she helps babysit at this daycare center. I'm going to go see if I can stuff some children in a bag.
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
You don't think so?
No,
I'm going to say
no,
Coach
no.
Tom from the Battle Hawks, he's got his own segment on our show now. He says that, you know, if you have small children, you should put them in bags.
Well, now, in my defense, that was a doll.
It was a doll.
And I was unaware of the technology they were using with that doll.
Yeah.
Like I said, when a teacher called me and said, hey, you know.
I don't know. I think somebody needs to be hotlined.
Yeah. I think bag doesn't have the same ring to it as Bjorn.
Bjorn?
When you call a bag a Bjorn, you can charge more money for it. Put the baby in the Bjorn.
That's like a garage sale. This has nothing to do with anything. But if you call
Bjorn.
A garage sale an estate sale, you can get a lot more money. Back to football.
Let's talk football.
Okay. Well, that was pretty much all I had.
End of the segment. That was great.
That was good. Well, okay. I guess we can all go home now. And we can go watch the Battle Hawks play Washington this week. Tom, Coach Tom, as I should say, because you were always a coach in my eyes.
Absolutely.
And Joey. Anything else to add before we let you talk more football?
I'm going to give a shout out to a very special guy in Cleveland, Ohio, named Broden. He's one of the guys that our charity supports with NKH, and I'm going to say hi to Broden.
Okay. How's that going, by the way? Tell it again.
It's going well. We're
big golf tourney coming up.
Big golf tournament, June 7th, out at Bear Creek in Wentzville.
Okay.
And, we're raising a lot of money for research at University of Colorado right now.
Okay.
And a lot of good things happening. So I'll keep you guys up to date. It's good stuff happening.
Good.
So,
that sounds great.
Hi to my buddy Broden and my buddy Biff in Cleveland. And
Biff and Broden, you like friends with bees.
Okay. Friends with bees. Only
like
friends
that.
With bees.
That's good. That makes
I'll put a link to the golf tournament in the description if anybody wants to at least donate. I hear there's a kind person matching the donation. So very
there
cool.
Is.
Well, I've had a good time. You had a good time, Joey?
Yeah, let's take our photo. We're going to go take a photo on the tennis court.
Let's
and
do
Coach
it.
Tom's going to bring his football.
I think Coach Tom should always bring his football because, and I think she'd treat it like a little baby. And when you put it in the bag, you say, oh my gosh, baby's in the bag.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't have a computer chip in it, we're good to go.
Yeah, well, we save that for your iPads. Well, that's going to do it for us. I'm Todd Showalter along with my good buddy Joey V, Coach Tom sitting next to me, Mitch in the background taking all of his clothes off again. You've been listening to The Right Mind Show, and you know, like I always say, if you don't have a right mind, you don't have a mind at all. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. To find out about all things Todd, go to StudioTodd.com. We'll see you next Saturday night at 5 p.m. right here on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL, and always streaming online at NewsTalkSTL.com.